Choosing local milk and cream with the National Dairy Council guarantees to support our local economy and brings home the taste of natural goodness. The National Dairy Council, sponsors of Countrywide.
Okay, well, you may remember Leitrim playwright and performer Seamus O'Rourke. He was here with us a few weeks ago with his character, the Cavan farmer, Victor Maguire. Well, Seamus is back with this, with another character, let's say, who has a less convivial view of Christmas.
Mr. Tommy John McGoohan, Esquire, is what was on the letter. But there was no need for a surname because everyone knew Tommy John. He was just called Tommy John. Tommy John was no good at opening letters, but he was going to try this one. He had left it one side until today. It was Christmas Day. But he had other work to do too. The yard had to be scrapped, more silage to be brought in, and he had to check the cattle drinkers that they weren't frozen or blocked. Tommy John was getting on in years, but he was still going strong. I might be stiff, but it's not rigor mortis. He had two new hips, two new cataracts, one new knee, and a rub for everything else. Aye, and with all the butchering they left me with a short leg. It must be the cutbacks. And that's why he pulled a bit to that side when he walked. He had a limp. He had a limp when driving the tractor too. An old Ferguson 35. Aye, and the doctor says I have tennis elbow. I don't even watch tennis. And I have it in both hands and everywhere else from wettins. He has no cab on his 35. Only a roll bar. All right, if you want to tumble the wildcat, but no good for keeping out the rain or the bushes. He couldn't make a fist with his arthritic hands, and so couldn't unscrew the lid of the new pot of homestead blackcurrant jam that he had purchased for today's feast. It'd have to be butter and Cully's batch loaf again this year. Well, Tommy John, said a voice. Happy Christmas. Who's that?
Martin. Would you not come over for a bit to eat, Tommy John?
I have a sick calf.
It's an awful morning, Tommy John. It's like snow. We could have a white Christmas.
Aye, hard weather on cattle if they were out. Mine's not. They're as cosy as anything in that new shed.
That's because there's a door on it, Tommy John. More than I can say for this house. Where's your front door gone?
The jam is rotten.
Is that not a new pot of jam, Tommy John? It looks new anyway.
The door jam is rotten, the frame. I have a sheet of corrugated iron up against it to keep them bastards of sheep out.
I know, sure, I had to step across it, they are coming in. Would you not stand it up itself, keep out the cold?
It's there to keep out the sheep. The cold doesn't bother me.
Martin took a bottle of potsheen from his pocket, left it on the table. Happy Christmas, Tommy John.
Aye, thanks, Martin. Aye, that's great. I do always have a sup in the house for when there's a sick animal.
Aye, you could have a wee drop yourself of a Christmas day.
I'll not. That's what has the country ruined. But thanks. I'll see you next year.
Happy Christmas, Tommy John. A white Christmas would be nice all the same.
The sheep outside the window took the words out of Tommy John's mouth. Bah! He reached over and clumsily tore the end of his letter. An official document. Mr. Tommy John McGoohan, Esquire. €258,972 in the black. Bah! White Christmas me arse.
Seamus O'Rourke there with a view of Christmas that might chime with some and not with others. Dara, Tommy John, well in the